Hello, Shackley family. This is Angel Torres, Lifetime Master Coordinator, and I'd like to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track Conference call. This call has become a common place where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and also from our new and upcoming Fast Track business leaders. With a consistent message about how you and your team can become directors and develop directors so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then on to presidential master coordinators. Our goal is to help you narrow the gap between the time you join Shackley as goal ambassador and becoming director in a timeline that meets your expectations, goals, and dreams. My friends, this is why we'll be here every single week with you. Wow, do we have a great call planned for you today? We do, and we will be talking about developing directors. And our guest speaker is someone who knows exactly how to do that because in the last few months, she and her husband have developed not one, not two, but three first-generation business leaders and a second-generation business leader. I'm referring to Melanie and Letty Vanderpool. They are from Scottsdale, Arizona. Congratulations, Melanie, and welcome to our Fast Track call.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, welcome. Thank you. Can you please share with us how do you started in Shackley?
Sure, I would love to. I actually got started in Shackley by default about 25 years ago because my mother and my sister, Paula and Nettie Smith, who live in West Virginia, which is where I grew up, have been Shackley distributors now for over 30 years. And I grew up using Shackley products as a child because they were in our home. And I actually sponsored in officially on when I think it was on my 18th birthday when I graduated from high school and then just continued to use the products all through college and all through my different moves all over the country. So I have been using the products consistently for the last 25 years.
That's great, Melanie. I know that, you know, in your initial years, you did what we asked people to do at the beginning, which is use the products. Now, I know you're going to be sharing with the audience what is it that you're doing to develop directors. But before you do that, let me share with the audience what is it that we need to do to become successful in Shackley and how do we do it? Well, first of all, like you just said, well, we ask people to use the products. And then the second step is to go out and tell everybody about the products and the opportunity, which is called social marketing. Now, the one thing that we tell people is if you really want to become successful in Shackley, you need to learn how to become a director and then teach others exactly what you just learned, which is, you know, using the products and becoming directors. And by developing directors, that's how you can reach the top of Shackley, which is, you know, going all the way to presidential masters. Now, can you please share with us what is it that you're doing that in the last few months you developed three first generation and a second generation business leader?
Sure. Well, you know, after using the products for so long, and I never really took the opportunity to and the time to really understand the business aspect of Shackley. I knew they made great products. I knew I loved the products, and I knew I felt better because of the nutritional products. But I never really understood the business, and I was very skeptical. I didn't really believe that you could actually earn a great income with Shackley. It just seemed very out of reach for me. And then about a year ago, Letty and I attended a kickoff meeting here in Arizona, and I drug him with me, kind of kicking and screaming. He didn't really understand Shackley either. But Letty had developed some health issues, and his health was failing, specifically because of his diabetes. And he was at the point where he was really interested in anything that would help his health. And we went to the kickoff meeting, and it was there that we were able to get a bigger picture for Shackley and what the business opportunity was. And so we decided last January 9th that we really wanted to try this business. We really wanted to give it a good go. And so it was on that date as we were driving home that we decided we're going to do this thing for 1 year and see see where it takes us. And if it really is something that we can get behind, then we'll know within a year. But we also committed at that point that we were going to do everything that we could to be successful. So we went, quote-unquote, all in at that point for Shackley. So we immediately sat down and started to make a list of everybody that we knew without making any kind of qualifications about whether we thought they would be interested or not. We just immediately just started writing down people and let our minds really go. And pretty soon we had a list of probably 150 to 200 people.
Oh, that's
and
great.
We still, to this day, have that list. It's kind of funny, but we just keep adding to it, crossing people off and adding people on. And we also, at that point, decided we wanted to know everything that we could know about Shackley. So we immediately started listening to Shackley University. We read everything that we could get our hands on. We watched every video that we could find. I enlisted the help of my sister, who had tons and tons of information and resources and tapes and CDs. And we really just immersed ourselves in information. And along that same line, we just immediately just started reaching out to our friends. We called all of our close friends and family on the phone and explained what we were doing and the value of what Shackley meant to us. And that's how we really first got started. And it's interesting, in those first probably 30 to 60 days, Letty also was seeing an enormous increase in his health. By taking the Vivix and by taking Vitalizer and Cinch, he was seeing for himself what the Shackley difference is all about. And so it was really important. I mean, I knew this all along, so it was important for him to really get behind the idea, not only of the business, but also of the products. So we were able to create for ourselves a great testimony for what Shackley had done in our lives. But then we were able to go out and to share that with our friends and family. And within the first probably 60 days, we sponsored anywhere from 30 to 40 people right off the bat. And we always started with the Gold Ambassador because we really believe that that's the best value out there, especially for anyone looking for a little extra income. So that's how we got started. And that's how we grew our business. And along the way, we were really looking for business partners. We were looking for people that wanted to obtain either good health or financial freedom or both. And we really were searching out somebody that we felt like we wanted to grow this business with. And so we were very fortunate to come across three or four folks that have really grown with us, and we continue to look for more every single day. So that's really how we got started in the business and what we have done in the last year to be successful. And it took us about 60 days before we really got up and running and reached the rank of director, and then we immediately started working with others that had expressed interest in doing the same thing.
And Melanie, that's a great story. I mean, as you were speaking, I was thinking about the First Step training manual. That's exactly, I mean, you went page by page and said exactly what it says in the manual. That's what you did. And what did you do what did you tell your people? I mean, what did you tell the four business leaders that you have in your group? What did they do?
Well, the first thing that we really try to sit down with folks and for them, help them to identify is why they want to do this business. What are they looking to get out of building their business? Because everybody's why is different. And it was really important for us to know what their why was, but it was more important for them to know what their why was, so that anywhere around along the road when we might have a bump in the road or we kind of get in that rut, it was great because then we could go back and remind them of why they wanted to build the business. So that was the very first thing that we did. And then the second thing that we did is the same thing that we did, sit down and we help them to make their list. And a lot of people will tell us, you know, I don't really know that many people, or I'm not sure that I have a great sphere of influence over my friends and family. But when we sit down with them and provide them with the memory jogger and really help them to start thinking back through their years and years of life experience, they are sometimes very surprised at how many people they really do know. Now, some people they may not have been in contact with for a while, but what better reason to reconnect with friends and family than to share a great opportunity like Shackley? So that is the first thing that we do, is we help them with their why, and then we get their list up and running. And then we help them to schedule their first couple of meetings. And that depends on where we are geographically and where they are. Some people really want to start with just a one-on-one, maybe with a close friend or family member, and some people want to get as many friends that they can together. So we offer to do the first couple of meetings for our business builders. And we prefer, if we're geographically close, that we can go and do that meeting in person. But if not, we do webinars and we utilize technology so that our business leader and their prospect and us are on the same call and we are looking at the same screen. So it does a couple of things. One, it helps the business leader to hear our presentation, and two, it helps the prospect to hear the Shackley story as well. So we conduct the first couple of meetings and we make sure the person, our business builder, hears what we're saying. But the probably the biggest key to our success and to our team's success has truly been Shackley University, because that is one thing that we absolutely, I don't want to say require, but it really is a requirement. If you want to be successful in this business and you want to do it quickly, you've got to have a good foundation for your business. And there's nowhere in the world that you would go and start a business and not know about what you're doing. And so we really tell people within the first 2 weeks that they need to make time and carve time out of their schedule and make Shackley a priority by doing and completing the Shackley University modules. So while they're doing that, they're making their list, we're helping them schedule and conduct their first couple of meetings, and within the first 30 days, they're well on their way to sharing Shackley and building their business.
This is great, Melanie. Melanie, if you were to share an advice with new people that are on this call, what would that be? What would you tell a new person who really wants to grow their business?
I think the first thing that I would tell them is they really need to understand why they want to build this business, and not to really get granular about it, not just I want to make more money or I want to have, you know, more time. Get really specific with the why. You know, what is it? What are your dreams and what are you trying to achieve? And get that picture very clear in your mind, whether it's I want to be able to take a vacation every year, or I want to be able to buy a new car. And we even ask folks, what kind of car would you buy, and what would it look like, and what color? And, you know, we really try to get them to be very clear about what it is that they want to accomplish. And that's really important because, like I said, along the way we all know that there's going to be times that you're going to have more ups than downs, and sometimes it'll feel like you're having more downs than ups. And at those times when you can really remember what your passion is and why you're doing the business, it's very simple then to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and keep going. So I would tell you, first of all, make sure you know what your why is. Second of all, make sure you utilize Shackley University. It is such an amazing tool and resource for all of us. I mean, there's modules that I have gone back and looked at probably 3 and 4 times, and I continue to do that today because I'll pick up verbiage or I'll pick up little tips of information that maybe I forgot or a different way of saying the same thing. And I just think that it's an awesome tool that's there whenever we need it. I mean, if I can't sleep at 2 a.m, I can get up and I can watch a Shackley University module. So use your Shackley University and use all the resources that are available. These calls have been great. Use your meetings in your area, any type of conference calls or videos that you can watch that really increases your knowledge. My analogy to folks is you really have to become a sponge and as much information that you can soak in. We never stop learning. So always make yourself available and always make Shakley a priority to make sure that you're getting all the information that you can. And I guess the last thing that I would tell people is, you know, never let anyone steal your dreams. There's going to be people out there that you come across that may not understand Shakley. They may not understand the concept because it is different. It's a very different concept and a paradigm than a lot of people are used to in terms of creating wealth and creating longevity and creating residual income. And some people may not be able to grasp that on the first time or the second time, maybe ever. But it's okay. Those people, you're sharing the gift with them, and if they choose not to accept it, move on and keep going. But never, ever let anyone tell you what your dream is and what you're doing to accomplish that dream isn't viable. And I think that's really important. Stay focused, stay persistent, and stay positive. And there's absolutely no way that you can fail at this business if you'll just continue to keep sharing.
Super, super. Melanie, thank you so much for all this valuable information. I know that by continuing to do what you're doing and being consistent and copyable, you and everyone in this call can become executive coordinator and then continue on to presidential master. I mean, what we heard you say was, you know, hey, use the products, attend meetings, because you and Letty got excited at the kickoff meeting, but it could be, you know, a monthly meeting and a weekly meeting. It could be, you know, any meeting. It's important to attend meetings so that, you know, you get excited and bring new people so they get excited like you did. And then, you know, just identify what is it that you want from Shakley, create an action plan, make a list. And then I love it when you say that in the first 40 to 60 days, you sponsor anywhere from 30 to 40 people. And then from that group, some of them are going to use the product. Some of them wanted to build a business. So you identify the key people. And then, you know, you and your people that were interested, they look at the Shakley University First Step Training, and hey, this is what we've been saying for all this time, and you just did it. And what I'd like to do now for everyone in the audience is to I'd like to give you a little bit of a homework. Here's what I'd like to ask you to do: download the First Step Training manual, print it, and then act like you're brand new in Shakley. Do everything, read everything from the first page on, and do everything that it tells you to do. Including the prospect list. And you might say, well, I've been in Shakley for 10, 20 years, whatever. Doesn't matter. Get that First Step Training manual, act like you're a brand new person, and start all over again. My friends, I'd like to thank Melanie. You did a great job. I have to say this. I would deeply appreciate your dedication and time. And I also like to thank our audience for taking the time to be on this call, and also encourage everyone in your group to invite people to the next call, which actually we recommend that you, on Monday night, you listen to this call, and then after that, you just have your own conference call or listen to your upline's conference call. Now, before I end, I'd like to repeat what I keep continually saying in this call. Remember that the only mistake that you can make in Shakley is quitting. Everything else is part of the story that you will share when you become successful. You know, some people get stuck because they say, well, I talked to someone, they say no. But remember, you just planted a seed. And that seed might come up maybe 2 days later, a week later, a month later, 2 years later. Doesn't matter. Plant seeds, talk to lots of people, and those people, some of them will use the products, others will build a business, and you can become as successful as Melanie and Letty Vanderpool. Melanie, thank you so much again for being with us tonight.
You are welcome. And I tell you, Angel, the one thing that I would end with is make sure you attend the national conference. It is absolutely a non-negotiable. If you want to be successful, go to Anaheim and learn and meet people that have done what you're trying to do. Amazing.
Melanie, I will see you and everyone on this call in Anaheim, California in August.
Sounds great.
Thanks to everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.